So, right, it's a very, very, very good one. It's got quite a few small halakhas, which are you know, a little bit of a Reuven and other things which we won't be able to go into in complete depth right now. But the chidushim and the applications that come up for Hilchas Shabbos are mamash fascinating. So the sugya really starts with a Gemara on Daf Yud Tes in Hilchas Shabbos. If anyone is sitting with a Gemara, anyone doesn't have the Gemara, so really the way it works, I like to start from the tour, but if you open to the Mishnah Brura on Reish Mem Ches, Mishnah Brura writes out the Gemara word for word. Just because we don't have enough Gemaras, I like to read the Gemara out of the Mishnah Brura, and it's basically paraphrased, I mean, within a word or two, it's paraphrased in the tour. So if anyone doesn't have the Mishnah Brura, that's also okay, we'll work from the tour. But let's start with the Mishnah Brura on Simon Reish Mem Ches. Right? So he says, Hine Kolim Shenichnas Beber Dibra Shulchan Aruch,
right, so the Mishnah Berurah says, before we start, we're going to write out the Gemara on Daf Yud Tes. This is the Gemara that everything's going to be based from.
Tanu Rabbanon, Ein mafligin besfina pachas migimul yomim koidem la-Shabbos. A person is not allowed to travel on a ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. Bamedvarim amurim. Right, what are we talking about? Lidvar Hashus. That's if you're going for a Dvar Harashus. Have a Lidvar Mitzvah Shapir Dami. But for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. Okay?
What's the difference?
We'll get there. We're going to go through each word over here. Is going to become a whole. We're going to go back to, right? Let's just go through it first. Have a Lidvar Mitzvah Shapir Dami. Then, now you must make up with the guy who's the captain, right? You must make up with the captain that he will stop the ship on Shabbos, right? So you'll go to the port or something like that. Make up that you can keep Shabbos, right? Make up that everything will stop, right? And even if he doesn't stop, it doesn't matter. So why are you making up something that doesn't work? Yep. Okay. Divrei Rebbe, Reish Mem Ches in the beginning. Right. Divrei Rebbe. These. Right. This is the shit of Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Enosot. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you don't need to do this. Umitzur letzaydon, in brackets, which is Mahalach Yomechod, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos Mutar. Okay. So that's the brisa. So what do we have in the brisa? We have, if we break it down into a couple of steps. Really, ein mafligin b'sfinah pachas migimul yomim lifnei Shabbos. So you're not allowed to go on the boat. So the first thing we're going to have to understand, what's the problem? What are we dealing with? What's wrong with going on the boat? Okay. Now we have after that four conditions. Okay, and whichever chat we're going to work through all of these four variables. Number one, Gimel Yomim, right? In other words, it says that to go 3 days before Shabbos is okay. To go within 3 days of Shabbos, so in other words, more than 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to go. Within 3 days of Shabbos, you're not allowed to go. So we have to understand why that variable makes a difference. Then we say Lidvar Mitzvah, it's okay. Okay? Then there's the Shita of Rebbe and Rishim Gamliel that maybe you have to make up that you're going to stop the boat. And if he doesn't, it doesn't matter. Right? Rebbe holds you do have to make up this condition with him. Rishim Gamliel holds you don't have to make it up. But this is another condition, right? This is another variable. And that would be within 3 days. Right? The Pashtus. Okay? And then the last one is Mitzur Lesaidon. If you go on a short journey, it's Beseder. Okay? Now, top. So again, this little brisa is really the yesod of everything that's going to come in Reish Mem Ches. I just like this point to be very, very, very clear. So, with everyone's permission, again. Point number one, you can't go in the ship. Why can't you go in the ship? There are a number of different shittas over here, what the problem is that we're dealing with going in the ship. Okay? And then the variables are 3 days before Shabbos and not 3 days before Shabbos. The Tzurich Mitzvah is allowed,
the Tzurik Rishus, it's not allowed. Okay, then we have Rebbe and Rav Shim Gamliel argue about whether you need to make up with the captain of the ship that he's going to stop. Right, and Rebbe says you do. He says make up that he'll stop, but it doesn't matter if he takes you seriously or not. So we have to understand that. And then Mitzur L'Tzeidun, which is a short, which is Pashas, a short journey, is okay.
He says you have to pay me to stop, pay me extra.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay, there's a lot to discuss. Right, to discuss. Now, really, the way things are going to run is we're going to have different Rishonim have different reasons as to what the problem is to get on the ship. Based on that, they're going to have to work through all of the conditions that we said. Right, that's why I'm going over that surah. We need the problem getting on the ship, and then all of those conditions. Every Rishon is going to suggest a different approach as to what the problem is getting on the ship, and based on that, we're going to have to work through how everything works. Okay? Part of the Hakdama, really, of the sugya would be this, just almost a few side pratim before we really get into the meat and bones over here. So it says 3 days before it's okay. So more than 3 days before Shabbos we're allowed to get onto the boat, right? When is more than 3 days before Shabbos? So there's three basic shittas in the Rishonim. The first one, the Pashtus one, is that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is considered 3 days before Shabbos. So, So, but sorry, just on the side, we're not working yet with the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to go through. This is the Turim and the Shittas of the Rishonim. We're not going to come to practical halacha in the Shir at all. We're just going to work through the basics that everything is built on. Mitzvah Shem. After that, we'll go through the Shulchan Aruch and come bring down more halacha lemaisa. But basically, the Gimel Yomim, right, 3 days before Shabbos. What's called 3 days before Shabbos? So we mentioned in the previous Shurim that the week is broken up into two sections. The Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is considered after Shabbos. There are a lot of halachas that are based on that. For example, that you can say Havdalah, according to many shittas, until Tuesday, B'diavad, right? Because it's considered, right, that's called after Shabbos. Shnai Mikra also we can say, the person can finish B'diavad till Tuesday, according to certain shittas. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is considered before Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you're not allowed to get onto the boat on those 3 days. That's the simple malach. That's how the Beis Yosef goes. The Gra holds that Wednesday is sort of a free day in the middle. You've got 3 days after Shabbos. The 3 days before Shabbos include Shabbos. So really, it's Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And there's one more shitta which is brought down, which the Beis Yosef brings down and complains about, like, very strongly right in the beginning. The shit of the Ramban says that only on Friday you're not allowed to get onto this boat. Okay? How's that 3 days? So basically it says 3 days is okay. So Shabbos, Friday, Thursday. So Thursday is okay. As long as you can count 3 days like that, you're okay. It's very hard to understand how that works. The Beis Yosef says that we've got a lot of halachas that come just before this in the Gemara, which are also only on Friday. And there the Gemara says, don't do it on Friday. Now it says 3 days, so why did it change from 3 days to Friday? That's a taina on the Ramban. Okay, but those are the basic shittas in 3 days. Okay, Legabe Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that we brought down, some poskim bring down the shitta of Rebbe, that a person needs to make up. And I know this is all a little bit vague, I'm just saying out a few small points before we get into everything, so that it should make things easier afterwards. Some poskim paskin like Rebbe, some poskim paskin Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The reason to paskin Rebbe is always, you know, there's a klal halacha ka Rebbe me kaveiroi, right? Rebbe argues on one other tana, the general halacha is we paskin like him. The tana in that is chaveiroi veloi raboi, chaveiroi veloi aviv. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the father of Rebbe. So those are the two sides. Some posts can say we go with Rebbe, some posts can say we go with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And now, Mitzur L'Tzeidun, there are two pshatim also in what's happening. And the pshat of the Beis Yosef, the way the Beis Yosef seems to learn up, and he brings, you know, enough communists flow from this, Beis Yosef learns up that from Tzur L'Tzeidun is a one-day journey, right? So basically, if you get up in the morning on Shabbos and you try and go on this journey, you'll make it just before Shabbos. It's a one-day journey. It takes one whole day. So from the morning till the night, you can travel and you'll get from Tzur L'Tzeidun, and that you're allowed to do. So the halacha is that if you have a one-day journey, it takes 12 hours. Shabbos is coming in at 6, and you leave at 6 a.m., that's okay. That's how Halacha Mitzvah decided. There's another Mahalach in the Rishonim that that Tzur and Tzadon were very close together, and one of them had a market day on Shabbos, on Friday, sorry, and the Halacha is that they were allowed to travel, spend the day there doing their business, and come back before Shabbos. Okay, two very different Pshatim.
At least according to the first Mahalach, how do we understand the deal on 2 days? Because on 3 days it's Satis, on 1 day it's Mutta.
No, so the third one is it's a separate halacha really. Right? I'm saying again, what's set out is a 3 day, you're not allowed to get onto the boat. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Then we have 3 days is a variable, tzarek mitzvah is a variable. Mm-hmm. Okay? So those are really the two very big variables we're going to deal with. Mm-hmm. Just a second. And then Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel have an argument about a certain side product you need to make up. And then Tzur L'Tzadon. Now Tzur L'Tzadon is another halacha. It could be a separate halacha. According to some of the Rishonim, we'll be able to work it into their picture of how they build the sugya. That's the whole reason I'm bringing it up. It's not a condition in what we said above. Right? It's not a tzai. So we have two real tzai. Yeah?
If on Shabbos arrives at 6 p.m., they really hold that leave at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
P.m.
Yeah, so we'll get there. It sounds very interesting. And see, the sugya, just in case anyone wants to go to sleep, which I hope no one does yet, but this sugya is like when you're flying before Shabbos. So the question that was just asked, you know, very often a person books on a famous Israeli air carrier, which sometimes runs late. So when you're supposed to fly Thursday night, you'll end up flying Friday morning. And the question is whether you're going to get there before Shabbos or not. And you land up on the phone to the Rav on Friday morning, you know, can I get onto the plane or not? This is the sugya, right? And that's the point exactly what I said. Mitzvah L'Tzadon, are you allowed to get on or not? It will depend on how we build the sugya over here. So, okay, so that was a little bit spread out, but now we'll get on with it. Okay. So the first shita of what's going on over here. So again, the really what we're going to base ourselves on is something very small. There's a problem to get on a boat. Okay, what's the problem? The two major conditions which we're going to have to work through is 3 days before Shabbos it's okay, past 3 days before Shabbos it's not okay. How can that make a difference? And the second one is Tzarek Mitzvah is okay and Rishus is not okay. So those are the conditions we have to work our way around. So the first, we'll start with the Shita of the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, and many Rishonim go with the Shita. Okay? So the Rif and the Rosh start off, this is not their reason, but I'll just say how they start off because it really builds the second shita very nicely. They say it could be that the problem that we're dealing with is a problem of Tchumin. Okay? So now, how did Tchumin work? And this is what I said, there are a lot of side issues which we're not going to go into complete depth, just could I have a bit of an understanding so that we can understand the Cheshbon over here. So we know that on Shabbos you're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amas past your place. Okay, if a person's in a city, the whole city becomes his place. 2,000 amas past that. 2,000 amas is Durabonon. Tchumim of 2,000 amas is Durabonon. Tchumim of 12 mil is Durais, is the Pashtus. Right? So if a person travels 2,000 amas on Shabbos, let's say a person's in the middle of the fields, Shabbos comes in, his Kohenish fits in his place. So he's allowed to walk, possibly, right? Sometimes he can walk 2,000 amas around, right? We give him a 2,000 amas radius. But to walk 12 mil, right, from the city it is to another city, so if a person walks 12 mil, which I think comes out to about 20 kilometers, I'm not quite sure, so that's Doraisa. In other words, to travel that amount on Shabbos is the Doraisa. Okay, so when a person gets onto a boat, the boat's going to be traveling on Shabbos, and the problem is that wherever it is when Shabbos comes in, he's going to carry on traveling. He'll be over quite soon on 2,000 amas, and later he'll be over on 12 mil. Okay, so the problem with traveling on Shabbos is one problem called the problem of Tchumin. Okay? Now, the variables which will go into this, the first one is, there's a suffix about Tchumin lamala me'eser. Right? In other words, there's an Isur Tchumin. Above 10 Tfachim, is there an Isur Tchumin or not? If a person's flying, let's say a person's flying an aeroplane, or if the boat is a decent-sized boat, or most decent-sized boats, a person is more than 10 tefachim above the waterline. Mishnah Berurah talks about different boats depending on how they're built. We're not going to go into that, right? About when it's considered that you're on the floor of the boat, just it's got a hotel there, so you're on the third floor. Whatever, we're not going to go into that. Basically, if it's a nice-sized boat and you're lamala mi eser, so then the pashto says we're going with tchumim lamala mi eser. It's a suffix where the tchumim apply above ten tefachim. Okay, some shittos hold. Now lamaisa, that suffix is a suffix that's discussed in the Gemara, and the Gemara does not come out with an answer. Some rishonim paskin this l'chumra, so they're going to say there is a problem of tchumim lamala mi eser. Some rishonim paskin at lukula, right? And some are more makel only above water. In other words, the tchumim lamala mi eser on dry ground, because, right, we learned it out from Digla Midbar, from the way the Jews traveled in the desert, but on water we make it on the Malamia, sir.
And what are the arms?
There are those who mechalik between Tchumim Lamalamia, sir, on dry land and above the water. In other words, if you're going in a boat, so then they'll say that over there we can be makil about Tchumim Lamalamia, sir. Okay? So now, based on that, the Gemara will come, the person will read the Gemara. You're not allowed to go on a boat. Well, what kind of boat? So let's say we're going with a shitta that and there's no tchumim lamala me'eser. So he'll say you're not allowed to go on a small boat. Once you're on a big boat, you're home free from the Gemara. You can get on Friday and go. Why? Because you're in the lamala me'eser. So you can travel 55 mil over Shabbos and you haven't done anything wrong. Right? Only if you're on a small boat, the boat that, for whatever reason, you consider to be lamata me'eser, then there's going to be an issue. But if you're in a big boat, there's nothing to talk about in the Gemara. According to those shittas, the Gemara is going to be talking about lamata me'eser. According to the shittas that you have to be machmir also lamala me'eser, so the Gemara can be talking about whether below 10 tefachim or whether above 10 tefachim, it won't make a difference. Right, and then the way the Gemara will run it will start off that you can't get onto a boat you can't get onto a boat before Shabbos. Again, I'm paraphrasing the Gemara tiny, but there's a problem on going a boat. What's the problem? Tchumim, right? There'll be tchumim of 2,000 amas, which would be a shaila of a derabanan. There'd be tchumim of 12 mil, which would be a shaila of deraisa, right? Sometimes a person can be on a boat which is cruising through the middle of a city. Right, there are huge rivers that go, up through across the whole Europe. So if you're going such a thing, you could be within the tchum the whole time. If a person's within the tchum, there's nothing to talk about. If a person's above Eser, it will depend on those shittas. If a person's below Eser, that's...
Why are we concerned with less than with the Rabbanim? Because that would be a gezeira on the Rabbanim.
It would make things more makel. There'll be a lot of tzirufim. For example, you're going in the water and you're not sure if there's 10 tefachim or not. Sometimes the ship doesn't have 10 tefachim, but you're not sure about the depth of the water. So whether you have to worry about it or not. So all of these things, as I'm just saying out all the variables, when we get to the Shulchan Aruch is going to take all the variables in Paskin. But really there'll be, there's dozens, probably hundreds of ways of making the cheshbon through the sugya, depending on how you hold the variables. I'm just presenting all the variables now. Okay. So now, the Rif and the Rosh bring this. They say, Yesh Meforshim, they're those who say, they're those who try and work their way through the Sugya based on the problem of Tchumin, right? And they're not happy with this chat. They say, it doesn't work. You can't work this through the Sugya. Why not? They say, because what's the difference if you go 3 days before Shabbos or not? Right? They say, make your Cheshbon, right? What kind of boat are you talking about? Obviously, there has to be, wherever you're holding, there has to be a problem of Tchumin, right? So only either dafka b'lamatami eser and out. But once you have your problem that says ain mafligim b'svini, you're not allowed to go. So this condition of more than three days before Shabbos, you're allowed to get on the boat. Says the Rif and the Rosh and others. How does that work? How does the heter of Gimel Yomim work? Okay. And second question is, how does the heter of Tzeret Mitzvah work? Okay, now these two questions of the Rosh and the Rif are very, very, very central, because we'll see, but this is very, very important. Just the fact that they ask this question is going to have massive ramifications.
We can talk about Tchumim since 4 days before we'll be fine.
4 days before would not be fine. If there's a problem...
If you think it's a Tumin issue, so how does that make it more permissible if you left four?
Right, that's it. Right.
The Rashi has some of the Rashi said it's going to together with the riff about the Tumin.
Right.
And then he has some himself.
Right. So both of them bring the option of Tumin and reject it. Okay, and the reason they reject it is because they can't make the variables in the Gemara work with this track. So again, there's a problem of getting on the boat. The problem is Tumin. Right? Now let's try to run through the Gemara. More than 3 days before Shabbat, it's okay. Says the Rosh and the Rif. Why is it mutzah to get on a boat, which you know, let's say the boat is going 55 mil a day, right? When you get to Shabbat. So if it's above 10 and there's no problem, but say there's no problem, the Gemara doesn't talk about that. If it's below 10 and there's a problem, there's an issue of Tumim, so then by the time... So then what's the heter of 3 days before and what's the heter of Tzeret Mitzvah? You're not allowed to break Shabbos of Tchumim because you're going to do a Mitzvah. You're not allowed to break Shabbos on Monday. On Monday you can't organize your life that you're going to go and break Shabbos. So therefore they reject this pshat. So the pshat that the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and many others come up with is they say the issue is Oinig Shabbos, right? Reish Min Beis. That we, Baruch Hashem, we did that one. Okay? And they say like this, they say it takes 3 days to get over seasickness. So when a person gets onto a boat in the sea, so that for the first 3 days you're seasick, throwing up, right? They describe everything that happens to a person who travels on the sea. And they say Mimela, a person won't be able to be Makayim Oinig Shabbos. So we learned in Reish Min Beis, it's a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. You have to make sure that you're able to do Oinig Shabbos. So a person gets onto a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. 3 days you have to assume you're going to be throwing up and throwing up and throwing up. You won't be able to do anything. Right? So Mimela, says the Rif, now that answers his question. How can you have something that you're not allowed to do, but more than 3 days before Shabbos you're allowed to do it? So he says, you know what? It's not a halakhic thing, it's just a technical detail. More than 3 days before, your stomach will already relax, you'll be able to be Makayim Oinig Shabbos. Tzerech Mitzvah also works nicely according to that. Sorry? No, if you're on the boat, no. No, it's a two-week boat ride. After 3 days, your stomach has settled already.
Even if you're on the boat.
Even though you're on the boat. The idea is 3 days is the average time to get over seasickness. What? So now, so again, I'll say just two cute nafkaminas that come out of it. Really, we're not working with the nafkaminas yet. We're just trying to work out the shittas, and then when we get to the... But the nafkaminas which come out of this, they ask about today, if you're on the ocean line, you can't feel the movement of the ocean a bit long, no one gets seasick, they are making healing because of that. They are still nafkaminas. And there's a Mogen Avraham which is quite interesting. He says, so the 3 days then starts from Wednesday afternoon, late Wednesday afternoon. Why? Because 3 days is 72 hours. Your body needs 72 hours. It doesn't need, you know, days from Shkia to whatever. So he said, if you get on Wednesday afternoon, it means that on Shabbos afternoon, that's it. The seasickness is over. And then you'll have your kasa de hausna, which we discussed, right? Your little piece of sardine on the fish. You'll be makayim a minimum oinig Shabbos. And once you're makayim a minimum oinig Shabbos, so you're okay. That's not called being mevatel oinig Shabbos completely, right? Exactly like we learned in Reish Min Beis. That if you do something special for Shabbos, you're okay. So Magen Avraham says that bidyev, you can get on the boat till just before the last minute of Wednesday, so that just before the last minute of Shabbos, you'll be able to do a minimum Oinig Shabbos. Okay? And the other nafkamina that comes out, this the Rif and the Rosh say themselves, is that to go on a cruise on a river is not a problem. They say people get seasick, people do not get river sick. So if a guy's going on a boat which is getting pulled or driving up a long river for 2 weeks or whatever like that, something like that, that's okay. You can go on a river. The only place a person can't go is in the sea, right? But the major gain of the Rif and the Rosh is they asked on the other shita, how do you work with Tzeret Mitzvah in 3 days? Answer the Rif and the Rosh, right? And this is very chashuv. There's no difference between more than 3 days before Shabbos or within 3 days of Shabbos. The difference is whether you're... It's a physical difference. You've gotten used to it. Right? Halachically, there won't be a difference. Right, so they talk about that also. They say the sailors themselves can get on the boat right? Or if, let's say, a person's been traveling already for 3 weeks, he can get off the boat on Friday and get back on Friday because it's already over. And the sailors, they say, can. A person who knows himself that he doesn't get sick, all of those cases would look horribly okay. Sorry? Oh, so what's built into the Rif and the Rosh is that what's their underlying point? And this is very, very kosher. The underlying point is that you can't be matir anything on Shabbos just because you started out on Monday. Right? That's what they attacked the other shitta with. Right? So obviously you have to make sure that there's no problem of tchumin. So that they're saying that you can go on a river. That's what we're saying, that if you're not seasick, you can go on it. Or any of those other cases that we allow it. Obviously, you have to make a cheshbon that there's no problem of tchumin. How is there not going to be a problem of tchumin? Either you're lamala mi'eser, or you hold there's no problem of tchumin over the waters, right? Or you hold there's no problem of tchumin lamala mi'eser over the waters. Or sometimes you could even be going within a tchum, right? They talk about these big, big rivers that cross like major, major cities. So in those days where travel was much slower, you could be traveling the whole Shabbos, you know, through the middle of London and the Thames, and you're not going to get seasick. And there's no issue of tchumim. Why? Because you're in the middle of a city, so there's no issue of tchumim. But the Rif and the Rosh, and really what's going to come out, there are going to be lots of different shittas about what the problem is. Every shitta is going to have to work out the problems that all the other shittas bring up. So the Rif and the Rosh say, Oinig Shabbos is an issue, but they still have to work out that it's okay mitam tchumim. Right? The Mandomer who said tchumim is going to have to work out that it's okay mitam Oinig Shabbos. Right? Everyone's going to have to deal with everyone's problem. Because in the end of it, if you get on a boat and there are 10 halachic issues, you can't just answer up one of them. You've got to make sure that they're all there. Okay?
Give me advice of Pusik and more of that. It seems to be more of a together of the Shabbos. Is that more along the line of
Pusik? Sorry, you?
The Pusik and more on the Shabbos seems to be more of a together of something about Chilu Shabbos, which is more about the Tchumi Mishpat. Is that going to help the Tchumi
Mishpat? Let's get there. No? Okay. Okay, so one thing that was brought up, right? Tell him that he has to stop and he won't stop. It's hard to see how that plays a role. It's not easy to work those words into the Rif and the Rosh as a factor in Oneg Shabbos. Okay? What's the Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? And Surlit Sidon seems to have nothing to do with this. Okay, it seems to be a different halacha. Let's leave that for now. Seder. Next shita in working through the sugya is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Rak. Okay, and I'm sure everyone can guess what their issue is. So they pass on the issue of tchumim. Okay, so you're not allowed to get on the boat because of the issue of tchumim. They say, okay, in the nafkamina we've already spelt out, is that if you're within the tchum, if you're within the tchum of a city while you're going, or a big boat where you're lamala me'etzer, it won't be a problem. Now, the Bach answers up for the shit of Rabbeinu Tam from the questions of the Rif and the Rosh, right? Legabit Tzorech Mitzvah says, basically what the Bach says is that the Isser of tchumim over water is a very low level Isser. Right? The way he says is that basically on land 12 mil is Doraisa. Right? They were going to 2,000 amas after 12 mil. He said over water, they just said water, like let's not differentiate from land. But he said it's not even an Issa Darabana. Sorry? Yeah, it's a question where you've got two Shvizim. We've only got one Shviz over here. It's a Gzeri Darabana. That wouldn't be a Shvus to Shvus, it's all one Gzeira. There's an Issa Darabon to travel.
Correct,
there's another one, there's nothing in the world, you're actually in the car if you're sorry. That's what you're saying. Safik Darabon, maybe. Shvus to Shvus is two separate Darabons working together. If you tell a Goy to do it, maybe. But the person himself is traveling over here. So they don't bring Shvus to Shvus as a reason. Well, the reason that they bring is that he says it's very far from the Daraisa, so it's a very Shvache Yisur. Right, very weak Isser. And he says the words of the Bach is that it's not even a real Isser Darabonim. And now, why according to the Shitta can you get on more than 3 days before Shabbos? So that has an answer. We're going to leave it. It's one of the last shittas that we're going to bring that will provide that answer. Okay, so now the next shitta is, it's not really a shitta in working through. This is just a condition that comes up. The tour brings it. We'll call it the shitta of the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. It's not really a shitta in working its way through the Gemara. It's just a few technicalities. So let's speak it out. The halacha is that when Shabbos comes in, a person is koine shvisa, right? On Shabbos you're not allowed to go out from your place, right? So when Shabbos comes in, your place is where you are, right? And a ruvin, you can make your place somewhere else by putting food somewhere else, or mari paragloi. But basically a person takes his place based on where he is. So based on that, there could be a solution to the issue of Tchumim by going onto the boat Friday night. You have Kabbalah Shabbos, and basically you have Shkia on the boat, right, and says whatever you consider Shabbos coming in. So let Shabbos come in with you on the boat. You can say, right, the boat is my place, right? You're Kohen Shvisa on the boat. Now, once you've done that, according to some shittas, you can come off the boat, spend half of Shabbos, right, coming to shul and listening to the drashas and doing whatever you want to do. And let's say the boat is leaving on Shabbos, that's fine. So you're within your tchum. Where's your tchum? The center of your tchum is the boat. You're within your tchum or in the city. And then on Shabbos, let's say if the boat's leaving at 10 o'clock Shabbos morning, you're done in Shabbos, you go to the boat, you get on, and the boat leaves. And you're okay. Why? Because wherever you can go 55 mil now, your tchum, with your place, is the boat. Okay? So this is the shit of the, this is the Bahag brings up. So really it's technicalities working within the halachas of Tchumim. Well, so that's saying when there are no other problems which will stop you from getting on within 3 days, right, or even on Shabbos. We're talking over here where the boat is leaving on Shabbos. So what you're doing is you're making the boat your place. Let's say he's going with a shit of Rabbeinu Tam, that the problem is Tchumim. So we're talking about the boat. I'm saying it's within 3 days. We're getting on Shabbos, right? The boat is going to leave on Shabbos. You want to get on the boat on Shabbos and leave, but you can do that if you make the boat your place, and then the boat becomes your place, and there's no issue. Now, why is there ever a problem? If the boat is the matami esse, I don't think the shitta starts. We're talking about when the boat is let's go slowly.
Even the matami esse, the boat is your place.
So I think the shitta is built on only when the boat is the malami esse. Can we go slowly? I'll try answer this question slowly. Really what comes out is the following. It's an interesting thing. Let's say there's no tchumim lamala me'eser. Right? I'm really not leaving the question. Let's say there's no tchumim lamala me'eser. So can a person get onto a boat on Shabbos and travel? So when a person gets onto a boat, he's got his shvisa in his city, right? He gets onto the boat and he goes. Now he goes far away from his shvisa, but that's no problem because ain't tchumim lamala me'eser. So he's in this place where there's no halachas of tchumim. Right? So really, according to the shita and tchumim lamala me'eser, he can get on the boat and go, and he hasn't been over anything. The problem will come if the boat arrives at a port on Shabbos. He won't be able to get off the boat. Why? Because his shvisa was over there. If he gets off, then his shvisa started there, and now suddenly he hits ground over here. That's the problem. Sorry? So the question, we don't always line up the boat as being this place. I think that the whole cheshbon is, I think it only starts if you're lamana me'eser. No, you have to be out of the tchumim. So you have a special place. That's not called your work. Right? You can't be in a car or a boat, a small boat, right? Then your place is your place in the world. It's not your place on the boat. If the boat is a malami esse, that's when the whole cheshbon starts, because you're not ground based, right? So always a person gets his shvisa ground based, right? Where he is in the world, where the GPS will say he is. Right? But if it's the malami esse, so he doesn't have a place in the world. So where are you?
So then, so you're in your Malkum Patur, but you're actually in a nice box with a room, with a bed, with everything you need. So there is a Shitta which says that your Shvitzer will become that place over there. Now that place can then travel all over the world, and your Shvitzer is based on that place because you're in Lamala Meyasa. That's the answer to your question. But Lamata Meyasa will never say such a thing. Only Lamala Meyasa. Now, once you're Lamala Meyasa, it's based on Ein Tchumim Lamala Meyasa. So anyway, you're not going to have a problem. The answer is, if you get onto a boat that travels more than 12 Tchum and you get off, then suddenly you've done an Nesur. Right? When you got on in one place, the whole time you traveled, you didn't do an Nesur. But if you get off on the other side, then your Shvitzer is here, suddenly you're 55 mil away, now you've got a problem. So the Bahag says the answer for that is get on before Shabbos. Be there when Shabbos comes in. Now when Shabbos comes in, you don't have a place. You're out of the bounds of Tchumim. So what? So where's your Shvitzer? Your Shvitzer starts on the boat itself. So, some Shetas say back to the Bahag, how can you be Kavei your Shvitzer in a place with a no Tchumim? So they say that your Shvitzer is over there for lack of anything else. In other words, it's not even a default. It hasn't switched on. They say as soon as you get off the boat, right, let's say an hour into Shabbos, you stay there for Kabbalah Shabbos, you get off the boat, you'll be going to Shvitzer the second you get off the boat. Some Shvitzer say you can't get off the boat because of that problem. Right? Because of your problem. So really the halacha is that a person's koine shvitzer only when Shabbos comes in. That's always the halacha. So if you're lemana miyasa, there's no tchumim, you're not koine shvitzer. The Bahag says you can be koine shvitzer where you are. Right? Or I suppose not koine shvitzer will be the same thing. Mimela, that place, you can go to that place, and that place can go all around the world, and you're based in that place, which is lemana miyasa, you're koine shvitzer on that thing, because we can't give you a shvitzer based on your ground location, because as far as your ground location, you're lemana miyasa. So now, the thing is that you're only koine shvitzer as Shabbos comes in. So you're nowhere. So how do you deal with it? So there's two options in the Rishonim. Option number one is that you're nowhere, so you're on the boat. So you can come, so you stay there when Shabbos comes in and you're koine shvitzer on the boat. Then you can come off, let's say we're leaving at 10 in the morning, come off, go home, go to sleep, be back there at 10 in the morning and get on. Now to come off and go there, you were within 2,000 amas of your Malkum Shvitzer, that's okay. Now your Malkum Shvitzer goes 400 kilometers, that's okay, because you're there. And even if it lands somewhere else before the end of Shabbos, and you get off, you're within 2,000 amas of your Malkum Shvitzer, you're okay. Other Rishonim say back to that, not going to work. Why not? Because you're not Koine Shvitzer on your boat, you just don't have a Malkum Shvitzer. So when you get off the boat, wherever you hit ground, that's going to become your Malkum Shvitzer. So they say, if you want to do this, you can do this, just stay on the boat, you're not allowed to get off. You're not allowed to get off. So if a person's leaving on Shabbos, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, what must he do? He must get onto the boat, which is the Mala Meyaser, before Shabbos. And then he must stay there so that he never gets a Shvitzer. The Shvitzer stays over there, and maybe he can go wherever he goes. Right? The Bahag's Taina, the Rashba is the one who argues, the Bahag's Taina and the Rashba is that if you come down in the middle of Shabbos, there's no such thing as being Koine Shvitzer in the middle of Shabbos. The Rashba answers back, there's no such thing as being Koine Shvitzer in the middle of Shabbos, because everyone's always Koine Shvitzer before Shabbos, as soon as Shabbos comes in. Someone who was floating in the air and was never Koine, okay. Those are the variables. Just quickly to go over where we are, we've gone on way. Sorry? So if you're somewhere else and you put the Eruv down, again, this is Hilchos Eruvin. No, he means you be there. You see, if you're somewhere else and you put it there, then really you get your place and that Eruv. You can't be here there and put an Eruv 10 kilometers away. So you need to be there. And the Poskim talk about, just to finish off this thing, because it's really a side point, the Poskim talk about putting, making Kiddush there, lighting candles there and making Kiddush. And they say in the end of it that that's not really necessary, but it's just a heker, right? It's just to show people, when people are going to be very surprised, how can you get onto the boat? So you want to show everyone that that's your place. You light candles there, sing the Chavodi there, right? Do a whole Gesheft and take Shabbos in over there, that way your thing is over there. Okay, we've gone on, that's two out of, maybe three, depending on how you count it, out of six shittas. But time-wise, I think we're close to the end. Let's hold over there. If you don't mind, we'll quickly do a quick chazara of what we've said, and we'll take it further, Blineda, on Tuesday. So again, what do we have? We have Ein Mafligim B'Svina Pachos B'Gimel Yamim Koneh M'Shabbos. You're not allowed to get onto the boat. So we need, number one, we need a problem with getting onto the boat, right?
We're going to have six shittas in the Rishonim, what the issue is with getting on the boat. Okay, five if you don't count the bayah. Okay? And then the conditions are, prior to 3 days before Shabbos, it's okay. Within 3 days of Shabbos, it's not okay. Letzorech mitzvah, it's okay even within 3 days. And letzorech reshus, which means just to do your own thing, right? Which the Poshim also discuss what's a mitzvah, what's reshus. Then you're limited within those 3 days. Two more points the Gemara says, not necessarily variables. Number one, a machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about whether you need to make up with the captain to be shoves on Shabbos. And number two is Mitzur Litzaydin is okay. So Litzaydin is to Pshatim, either it's a day journey, or it was a short journey, spend the day doing business there, that was their Yom HaShuk, that was their market day, and a short journey back before Shabbos. Okay? What's the issue that we're dealing with? Tchumin or Oneg Shabbos? The Rif and the Rosh bring the option of Tchumin. They say if you bring Tchumin, then we have two major questions on Tchumin. How does it work with the rest of the Gemara? If Tchumin's a problem, why can you get onto a boat on Monday if you know that on Shabbos it's going to travel 100 kilometers and you're going to break the halachas of Tchumin? Right? And again, we made a whole lot of variables about when you do break Tchumin, when you don't break Tchumin. But the Gemara is talking about when there's a problem with Tchumin. It's not talking about when there isn't a problem with Tchumin. So when there is a problem with Tchumin, you're allowed to get on the boat before on Monday, for sure, according to everyone. Why is that? That's the big question of the Rif and the Rosh, and we're not going to answer it this year, for sure not. The second one is, Litzorech Mitzvah, why you're allowed to do it. Right? So why is 4 days before Shabbos a reason to break Tchumin when Shabbos comes? And why is Tzeret Mitzvah a reason that you're allowed to break the halachas of Tchumin when Shabbos comes? Both of these are very powerful questions of the Rif and the Rosh and the other Shetah. Says, therefore they say it's Oneg Shabbos and it's something that you get over by the time Shabbos comes. The Rach and Rabbeinu Tam is the other Shetah, they hold of Tchumin. And the answer to the question of Tzeret Mitzvah, we said that Tchumin over water is a very low level issur. So Litzorech Mitzvah, because I will make you. Right? They weren't going to be Makom Mitzvah. Okay? And the Bahag worked out the Legabe Shvisa, what does it mean, right? If a person's Koine Shvisa in a place which is out of the bounds of Tchumim, so what happens? A person could possibly be Koine Shvisa then and be free to travel on Shabbos. Are you allowed to get off the boat or not get off the boat as a variable? And that's basically everything we spoke about. So that's halfway through the tour.